Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or you can visit the NPR shop to pick up your Wait Wait tchotchkes. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Denise from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hey, Denise, how are you?
Doing great, just dodging the hurricanes.
There you go. How are things in Raleigh?
Not too bad. We just got done with hot and horrible, and now we're going on to too darn cold.
Yeah, now are you one of the places in the American Southeast that has been hit by gas shortages?
Yeah, actually a lot of the pumps have paper bags over them.
Wow.
And so do the vendors.
So does that mean you're all sort of going back to a pre-industrial economy?
I think we were already there, actually.
Really? Well, welcome to our show, Denise. Carl Castle will now read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
Yay, you bet.
Okay, here's your first limerick.
Some senses just add to our woes. When the wind is wrong, this one sure blows. Are we unsatisfactory in matters olfactory? Why should we construct a fake
nose?
Exactly right. Ever watched your dog sniffing another dog's behind and thought, man, if only I had an olfactory instrument that sensitive? Thanks to scientists at MIT, your day is almost here. In a paper published in Proceedings of the National Academy of Scientists, biological engineers revealed that they had developed a process that can identify the proteins that compose odors that may unlock the mystery of how smell really works. This could lead to the creation of artificial noses, much more technologically capable than the current model, which is just a pair of Groucho Marx glasses with a battery. All right, very good. Here's your next limerick.
My muscles are sore and they ache, so I might need a slithery break. I'll take scaly coils all slathered in oils. I'm getting massaged by a...
snake.
Snake, right. So I'm sure this has happened to you. You're watching, say, the movie Anaconda, or maybe that great tomb scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark, and you say to yourself, sure, all those snakes are horrible and disgusting, but I bet they'd be therapeutic if a bunch of them were placed on my naked torso. We've all thought that. Well, if you have thought that, Israeli spa mistress Ada Barak is waiting for your call. For $80 only, Barak will plunk a whole mass of oiled entwined snakes of various sizes in your stomach, let them do their worst, massaging you with their slithery skin during their frenzied attempts at escape. The treatment is supposed to have, quote, calming and curative effects, but we're pretty sure that by that, they're referring to the way you feel when you get the hell away from the snakes. All right, here's your last limerick.
A ban on stale jokes I enforce. Let's stop why the long face at its source. No fillies and studs can't drink beery suds. This bar is closed if you're a...
horse.
Right! For 12 years, Peggy the Mayor has ended her day with a pint of beer and a packet of crisps with her owner at the Alexandra Hotel in Jarrow, England. But now that the hotel has new carpet, those days are over. Says landlady Jackie Gray, although she's probably cleaner than some of my customers, I had to put my foot down and show her the door. Gray insisted that she wasn't singling Peggy out unfairly, though. She pointed out that under the new policy, she has also turned away a rabbi, a priest, a duck, three different frogs, and a frayed knot. There you are.
Now the horse has to go to rehab.
Carl, how did Denise do in our quiz?
Denise was very good, Peter. Three correct answers, so she wins our prize.
Well done. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.